One of the big reasons why we consider this to be unworkable is what's going to happen with the food versus feed distinction, which we've never seen on any PMRA decision before, on US feed grains coming up, whether that's US corn or DDGs or what have you. Because if it says in Canada, you've got to follow the label, otherwise you are not in compliance with Canada's regulations. Okay, you can't treat a crop that's going to be used for food or feed. But on the US, let's say US corn comes up. Does that mean there needs to be some sort of system in order to be able to try to determine bulked and blended US corn coming up and whether any of that's been treated? Or would you measure compliance by saying all the pesticide residue data for corn coming up is non-detects for Lambda? Therefore, we can conclude that nothing's been treated. And either that would mean there would be a trade problem with US corn coming up, or it means the Canadian farmers would be at quite a significant disadvantage.